We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's the silver medal here?
Birthday cakes? I didn't know that was something they had.
It's fancy cake with sprinkles.
With sprinkles on it, all yes.
Right. I don't know why that's so much higher rank, but all right.
Turtle brownies?
Gross.
Which look like hockey pucks. They look huge.
Look like round chocolate brownies with chocolate drizzle and then...
And nuts on top because a turtle brownie. Doesn't a turtle brownie also have caramel / caramel on the inside?
Which is it? Turtle? Is it caramel or caramel on the inside?
What else is in this? Because it's covered in chocolate, so I don't know what the interior of this is. Then Swiss rolls, which I agree with you, is the star of the Little Debbie lineup.
I don't like them, but it's the first thing that comes to mind. You say, name a Little Debbie snack cake, I think, boom, Swiss rolls.
This will surprise you, Wicket.
Yeah.
I also unraveled those to eat them.
How?
Because that's fun, because they unravel.
That sounds
it's
like
fun.
A total mess.
It is a mess, but it's
what
fun. Actually, here's the
my
most fun.
God.
Maybe I should have been like a scientist or something, because I like pulling things apart.
I'm tweeting that quote. Maybe I should have been a scientist or something.
Or something, yes. Lawyer, scientist, yeah, whatever. Here's the first thing that I like to do. Wow, are we getting deep into the brain today? Take the outer chocolate layer off, because outside of that cake is like a crispy little plasticky tasting chocolate layer on top. Take that layer off first and eat that first, then unravel the whole thing. That's amazing. Wait till Britain starts to do this to her food.
Because Lee does this garbage with her food, too.
It's just fun.
It
makes it more fun to eat. I have more fun with my food than you do.
Britain can do that when she's 6.
Yeah.
When she's 26, just eat the snack cake.
Just like when you're 6, you eat Chicken McNuggets, and when you're 26, you don't. But
they wouldn't be on the adult menu at McDonald's if only children ordered them.
And
agree.
Thank you.
Katz, you.
Katz is right. He's the smartest cats in the family. And there's like 11
whoa,
of them.
Whoa. Let's not.
So you can go ahead and eat your chicken nugget. I don't do this now. I couldn't tell you the last time I bought
Little Debbie's. I don't dissect the nugget and separate the breading. I used to.
But what's,
separate the breading from the chicken.
What is different? What's the difference between that and people taking their Oreos? Because adults do this. Mm-hmm. I know you don't eat chocolate. But
there are golden Oreos.
That take their Oreos and take the outsides apart and eat. About to get in trouble.
Go ahead.
Here we go.
Eat out the middle.
Yes. Eat the cream out of the middle first.
Yeah, it is.
You just ruined it because you talked over it, Katz.
I don't mind that people do it.
But people do that with Oreos. That's the difference.
That's just a quick oop, boom.
What's the difference between what do they call that, deconstructing their Oreos versus deconstructing their Little Debbies?
The time you spend deconstructing and unraveling a Swiss cake.
It's called enjoying your food and not just rushing through things all the time.
Man, that cinnamon roll. The Cinnabon.
Enjoying what you're eating.
That Cinnabon can be like 3 feet worth of cinnamon roll.
And it's so much more. You enjoy each bite more that way instead of just shoving it down your throat, which is what you do apparently.
But I want to be less hungry.
Yeah, I'm going to be less hungry too, but I'm going to actually taste what I'm eating.
Oh my Lord, you're going to be it's taking you 4 hours to get through a cinnamon roll
or a Swiss roll. I'm going to be able to tell you what it tasted like. The only other thing on here are the glazed donut sticks, which are not my favorite.
They're
out of the
Little Debbie lineup. I've gone down that road before.
There's a very fake glazed donut flavor to that. To me, that is not in the grand scheme of the 20 something items on here. That's what I'm picking, like 19th.
Okay,
like, it's that and the
those might be in my top 7 or 8
because you don't eat chocolate.
They're pretty generic.
Yeah,
they're pretty
that
generic.
That explains a lot.
Yeah.
Yes, that's in your top. They're pretty generic.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Give me vanilla ice cream. Gosh.
And then those powdered donuts on the end, which are just messy all the time.
They really are.
That really just gets.
Powdered donuts, regardless of they're just a mess.
Yeah.
Don't eat them in your car.
Or anywhere.
Gosh.
Don't give them to your kids.
Now, you and I haven't had that many meals together that I can think of.
Which is kind of odd how many hours we spend together, but we're in here over lunchtime, but we just can't. Yeah.
Do you take a long time to eat?
I don't think I take any more than a normal person.
If there are 6 people having dinner, are you last Like when everybody's done and we're all getting the checks, are you still eating?
I feel like I can't answer this question and not be mocked somehow. I want there's no good answer to this.
And I hope your friends are listening and will call in.
I am. So, you know, I'm kind of a slow drinker.
Yes.
I'm kind of a slow eater.
Okay.
It's not because I don't think I'm annoying about it. In fact, I'll be aware of it. Like if I notice I have some catching up to do. I don't want the meal to be held up because of me.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
And your guests, thank you
so
for that.
But it also, again, we're going deep here. It also depends on at what point in the meal each person is talking. This is how it happens if it's me and
your
a girlfriend.
Your brain is just always on. Always moving.
Always on.
We but really have to get you some
you
rest.
Asked?
Yes.
Aren't you happy you asked? I'll just answer your question.
No, I do.
I won't go further.
No, it does matter to how
it'll get neurotic.
No, because I think people probably can relate to this.
I am generally a slow drinker. I am generally, yes, kind of a slow eater, I guess, but if I notice, oh man, everybody else is almost done. I'm going to be the one. You also don't want to be the person that's there eating when everyone else has plates cleared.
Are you talking
that's
a lot during the meal?
I get self-conscious if I'm the only one eating. And everybody else's plates are gone, then I get self-conscious.
You would have loved, I mean, when, so if.
So I'll hurry to get done then.
So you'll play catch up if you notice
Absolutely.
Everyone's about done with the
For
race.
Sure. If I was too slow, I'm going to hurry up and get done so that I'm not the one keeping everybody there. Because then I'm the one with the plate still in front of me and that's embarrassing.
Based on the way you eat a Little Debbie snack cake, I would have guessed that.
But I'm not generally, I don't think I'm annoying about it. I just generally am not that fast about it. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, but just like I'm, slow drinker. The talking thing is if I'm out with, let's say I'm going out with a girlfriend and catching up for a while. The person that, you know, you kind of, sometimes if you haven't seen each other in a while.
You know who the conversation's going to focus
on. Well, one person, you'll kind of take turns, right? Like you'll let one person, and one person will talk for a while and the other person kind of talks for a while and you kind of catch up.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on, if the other person does all the talking first, let me see if I can explain this, then
so you sit down, someone said, I say, what's new with you?
And here's my story.
And you talk for 15 minutes, and then you're like,
then dinner arrives.
What's new with you?
Dinner arrives, and the other person is talking, but the meal is sitting there.
Yeah.
Then one person is getting done with their meal much more quickly than the other.
Okay.
And I don't know which is the better position to be in there. Do you want to be the person that
Here we go.
Is already done with their meal really quickly? This is why I like this job, because this lets me work out all the neuroses I didn't know I had. I never really thought about this before.
I need to position myself. It's like when you set up to play chess. Basically,
really
dinner with
thought.
Jamie is playing chess.
But I don't think about it going in. I don't, like, okay. We're talking about this now, but mm-hmm. I've never really thought about any of this before.
What would you prefer, to spill your story so you can eat your meal at your pace, or to be the one that listens first, and then while the food is there, you're kind of in the middle of eating and chewing?
I don't want to talk and eat at the same time.
Okay, so you want to spill your guts
Because
first.
Then I'm the one you're waiting on to finish eating. And again, that makes me self-conscious,
this is
so I don't want to do that.
When two guys go out to eat and haven't seen each other, we get it done before the apps arrive.
You drink all your beer for a
right.
while first.
Right, we just sit there, drink beer.
To, yeah.
Like, Cats, I'll tell you everything in the top half of the third inning. You give me your story in the bottom half of the third inning, and we're done talking for an hour.
But
yeah,
man,
that's the plan.
I got to tell you, I got a lot of support. I just glanced back at the text line for the first time in about 10 minutes.
Love the text line.
I got a lot of support for the way I eat my Swiss rolls.
Come on.
Yes, I do. You look.
No, I don't. I
got support.
I am contractually obligated to look at the text line one time a week. And it is one hour from right now.
I want that deal. Peel the chocolate off the Swiss roll, then unroll the cake. Yes, I have support on the text line. Thank you very much.
Our phone lines are filling up with people who do the same garbage you do.
I'm telling you, people deconstruct their food. All right, everybody just shoves it in like you do.
576-7798. It's Midday with Jamie and Wicket. All right, Dave and Thomas, stick right there. Does anybody else dissect snack cakes, cinnamon rolls, pecan rolls, or do you just eat them?
Should have been like a scientist or something, because I like pulling things apart.
I'm tweeting that quote. Maybe I should have been a scientist or something. Yep. Scientist Monticelli. Dr. Monticelli.
I think I missed my calling.
Is that
I should have been dissecting things for a living.
Is that what you call a scientist? Doctor?
Yeah.
All right.
They have that degree, yeah.
This is a good
PhD.
Song. Turn this one up a little bit. It's a goofy song.
God, we've never played this.
No. Where's Will? This is not a jam.
This is not a jam.
Right?
No, I don't think so.
This is not a jam. All right. We're,
So you say this is, I'm weird, but...
Right. And the weird, here come, it's like, if I say anything that I'm like, hey, that's, nobody does that. The seven people that do it bombard the phone lines.
No, it's not. I assume that people who call and people who text are representative of other people who are not calling and texting. I say this time when they agree with me.
All right. What food do you dissect?
What do you, it's called deconstructing. In the food world, not dissecting. That's what you do to the frog in science class.
Jamie takes apart a Little Debbie Swiss roll.
Yeah. You take the chocolate outer coating off. You eat that first, and then you unravel it. Same thing with the pecan Swiss roll. Same thing with cinnamon rolls.
Is there a better part of it? Or is it just the act of doing it? Because I remember
is
I used to...
Is a better part of it?
Like, with chicken McNuggets when I was young, I would deconstruct them. And I
what was the better part?
I liked the skin better.
Okay, so would you eat that last?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'd have just all these weird-looking chicken sphere-like things sitting in the corner.
It must be that I like the cream
mm-hmm. better. I get that. Yeah.
And in the pecan roll, it must be that I like the cinnamony center first.
The cinnamony center?
Same thing with the cinnamon roll. People are saying they unravel their cinnamon rolls, which I know you don't do. I know you just bite right into it. We've talked about this. But I do the same thing, unravel the cinnamon roll, because that middle is really gooey. You want that last.
When I was young and you would eat cupcakes, mm-hmm. I would take the Hostess cupcakes, you know, with that layer, the fake. I would take that off and eat it last.
For the exact same reason.
But I was 9 when I
Why
did
are
that.
You arguing? But look at how many people are saying they do the same thing.
We must have a bunch of kids that are on hold right now.
You eat chicken McNuggets.
And as an adult.
So stop.
576.
Hello, pot, meat kettle.
576-7798. Dave is in Kansas City. Dave, what do you deconstruct before you eat?
Hello, my friend, Dave.
Hello, Dr. Monticelli.
I like the sound of that.
I'm coming to the defense of my soulmate. I deconstruct the pecan wheels as well because the center has the most cinnamon and goo on the inside. They're wonderful. Wicket, I'm 6'6", 290 pounds. I'm not a kid. I have time to deconstruct my pinwheel because I don't paint my toenails.
You're not busy like he is?
On stools.
Ah.
See? And you've come to our side already. You already said you deconstruct.
As a child.
I will give you credit.
As a child.
Give me a break, dude. And I will give you a little credit. I will eat a chicken McNugget.
Right.
That will happen.
Right.
I'm okay with you eating chicken McNuggets. What I don't like is someone who eats chicken McNuggets criticizing me for doing something he considers to be childlike.
There you go.
Yeah.
Dave, thanks, man.
There you go.
See? And I am not.
6'6", 200-something pounds.
I'm not messing with the dude who's 6'6", 290. Dave, whatever you say goes, bro.
Yeah.
Thomas in Kansas City. And I do need to get a pedicure this weekend. Thomas, you're on 98.1 KMBZ.
Hey, love the show, guys.
Thank you.
Thomas, you might be going a little out of the box here.
What do you deconstruct, bro?
Oh, I definitely do like M&M cookies and stuff. You gotta break it apart to try and get to the inside for the M&M right away.
An M&M cookie?
But aren't the M&Ms usually on the outside of the cookie too?
No, not when they're baked into the cookie.
Oh, you're talking about homemade, like
that's serious, man. Dissection
well,
there.
It's partially dissection when you're trying to break it apart so you can dip it into the milk, of course.
Oh, see, I don't do the dipping into the milk thing. Soggy cookies.
You use a knife and fork?
Well, that's the other thing. I used to know somebody that used to eat the little Swiss Debbies with a knife and fork. So I think, Jamie, you should do that to Wicket just to set him over the edge.
If we go to a commercial break and you bust out some Little Debbie
some flatware and
Swiss rolls and some silverware,
uh-huh.
I am going to call you a psychopath.
Well, I mean, I don't have the Swiss rolls here.
Well, you got all weekend.
But on Monday, perhaps,
on Monday.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Thomas, thank you, man. Appreciate it. 576-7798. Ashley is on KMBZ. Hi, Ashley.
Hi. You have to deconstruct the Swiss rolls so that you can get to the creamy center of them. They are so good.
This is what I'm saying.
Way. That's my favorite part. And then also with Nutty Bars, you break off or take the wafers and separate the wafers, each one of them, and eat those individually. And then you've got great little peanut butter wafers.
Okay, that's really like some surgeon stuff.
Had I known this, Ashley, I would not have invited you in to fill in for Jamie.
But that requires tools.
Yeah, but
tools.
You bite your string cheese.
Right,
so,
like, yeah, I'm, exactly, like an adult.
Rest my case.
Ashley, thank you so much. I think she was here and I did it. And she said, so you really do eat your string cheese that
way.
Yeah,
no, that's not an act. He really no. does bite his
Look,
string cheese.
I don't fake string anything cheese. On this radio program.
No, that'd be too difficult this, to keep up.
This is me.
Yeah, yes,
not
it
even
is.
The not showering for an entire weekend.
Not always.
Or changing the underwear.
Not always. Curtis in Kansas City, you're on KMBZ.
How's it going, guys?
What's up, Curtis?
Good.
As far as deconstructing things, you guys brought up the Oreos. My wife and I are polar opposites. That I can't stand the cream filling, but I like the cookies. But she likes the cream filling and hates the cookies. So we always deconstruct them and split them out.
Does one of you open them up and the other and your wife lick the other cookie part? Or
no, generally it winds up being that she winds up with a bowl full of icing. Like pull it all out, put the little container for her. So she's just sitting there eating the icing. She does the same thing with cookie icing or cake icing anyway, but.
How come you don't like you don't like any of the icing? Like when you eat a cupcake, do you scrape off the icing?
Actually, when it comes to like birthday cakes and all that, I don't really like the icing. It winds up being way too like super sweet for me.
Okay. I get that. I'm not as big on the icing on a cake.
I gotcha.
I'd rather eat the cake than the icing.
Man.
Yeah.
I can't imagine just Curtis and his wife sitting down watching TV, busting out the bag of Oreos. He's over there just
one bowl here, one bowl there.
One bag.
See, Wicket, you thought I was a little off the rocker.
Let's go to, is it Amelia? Amelia, you're on KMBZ.
Hi.
What do you dissect?
Kit Kats. Oh. And I didn't know if we were, I always ate them like that. So I used to chop it off and then I pull the layers apart. And my boyfriend told me it was really weird one day. I don't know. I've always eaten them that way.
How
do you get the chocolate off?
I just kind of like nibble at the sides.
You nibble around the edges for that microscopic layer of chocolate to get that off first.
Yeah,
look it off.
Well, it's really thick on the sides, you know, so it's easy to just kind of pull it off.
Do you also, you break them apart one by one, right?
Yeah.
Well, duh.
I mean, good.
She's not
God.
A monster.
Man, she sounds a lot like Rebecca Crockett from our, from
bit,
our
yeah.
news department.
Yeah.
Amelia, thank you for your phone call. Let me check Rebecca's desk and see if she's here. All right, well.
Can I just say, so there.
You had six monsters in a row call into
the
show.
Line. I got many people on
I
my side.
I got Ketzer on my side over there.
That, yeah.
There's my... I'd
be bragging about that.
There's my beacon of hope. Jason Ketz, that's my guy right there.
Same with Stevie. Yeah. Logical one out of the group. You're on my side, right?
What's the question?
Do you deconstruct any food?
I do take my Oreos apart before I eat them every single time.
What a cinnamon roll.
Do you unravel the cinnamon roll?
How do you eat a cinnamon roll?
Ooh, it depends on where I got the cinnamon roll from and how fresh it is. If it's a fresh cinnamon roll, then I eat it normally.
What's normal?
Just with a knife and fork
and just go.
Why don't you just bite into it? When did knife and fork become an
option?
Sometimes
if they're gooey, I understand what he's saying. You got to use knife and fork.
But yeah, I mean, if it's a cinnamon roll that looks like it's been sitting on the shelf for a good chunk of time, then yes, I break the hard parts off the outside and eat the gooey inside by itself.
But you don't have those at QT.
No,
you don't.
This was fun.
All right.
Happy Friday.
It is a Friday.
We're keeping it light today.
Hopefully everybody's having a good day here on a Friday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.